Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. It is the Vikings and San Francisco 49ers today, and there's always some good local connection stories throughout the NFL. And Pete, you'll appreciate this one because Brent Schaub has paid his dues and made it in scaled heights that most will never scale. He was he was a part of the St. Cloud Rocks under the tutelage of Joel Sutherland, one of the great entrepreneurs that started that league. And is now the chief revenue officer for the San Francisco 49ers. And I might add, Pete, for the second straight week, just by pure chance, last week we had Joel Weens on, who started WSI. Both of these two gentlemen hail from Windom, Minnesota. Purely coincidence. Brent, thank you for joining us today.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Definitely appreciate it. No, I never forget my roots in Windom, Minnesota, certainly.
Yeah, it's just ironic. What's it like to be the chief financial or chief revenue officer for the San Francisco 49ers?
Yeah, you know, it's been a blast. Got a great group, great leadership, great ownership here with the 49ers and Levi's Stadium. Actually, another Minnesota connection, Ethan Kasson, who's now the CEO of the Timberwolves, was one of the individuals that brought me out here. He was our chief operating officer at the time, so. I've been out here in the Bay Area for over a decade now. My wife's family's from here, so no doubt that Minnesota is still certainly home, but building a new home out here in California.
Well, what's really impressive for me, Max, is I'm looking at, you know, I was looking at a few things about Brent, and it says he's named one of the 40 under 40 list in Silicon Valley. Do you know what that means, Maxie?
I mean, I know what Silicon Valley means.
Yeah, me too. And the fact that you're on that list, Brent, that says a lot about what you've been able to accomplish and how impressed you, you've put a great impression upon many, obviously. Could you have ever imagined where you are now when you're, you know, from a smaller part of Minnesota, you go up to St. Cloud State? What was your major? How did you get to where you are? Because I'm sure there's a lot of kids out there who would love to be in your shoes someday. So how did you get there?
Yeah, no doubt. Definitely very fortunate. Had a great family growing up in Windom, played baseball, basketball, and football. Got really hooked on sports in the 87 and 91 World Series. Still a hardcore Twins fan to this day. And really got connected in with Joel Sutherland, who you guys mentioned, with the Northwoods League, and worked for the St. Cloud Rocks. They were the River Bats at the time. And really got my hands dirty on the business side and started to understand that background. I tried out for the St. Cloud State baseball team and gave up a home run that still hasn't landed. So my baseball career was ended very quickly in tryouts there. But yeah, Joel kind of showed me the ropes. And from there, just had great mentors all the way through my career with in Major League Baseball, the NBA, and now the NFL.
Yeah, Joel mentored a lot of people there that came and went through there and did a lot of great things since then, to be sure. Now, people that aren't familiar with, you think you're going to watch San Francisco 49ers play in San Francisco, You land in San Jose, and it's about 10 minutes from the San Jose airport, and to Pete's previous point, not far from Silicon Valley. What does that do for you in terms of proximity of, if you're you know, in marketing and revenue? Does Silicon Valley play a huge dividend to the 49ers, or are they so national in scope that you're just another team to them?
Yeah, it's a great question. So the only team that was really in Silicon Valley prior to us coming down were the San Jose Sharks NHL team. And the interesting thing is the major fan bases for the 49ers, the Giants, the Warriors, the Sharks, ourselves, et cetera, really came from Santa Clara County, which is the heart of Silicon Valley and where the majority of the folks in technology and in Silicon Valley work and live. So for us, we actually moved a little bit more central to our fan base. With this being our 75th anniversary, obviously our roots are in San Francisco, and it's about a 40-minute drive or so on a Sunday, so we're still relatively close to the city ultimately.
You know, Maxie, when I was a kid, born in San Francisco, we actually had a house up on the hill in Twin Peaks that used to look into Kezar Stadium. Yeah,
nice.
A lot of people aren't old enough to know that, Brent. You're one of them.
That's a beautiful facility. It's still there today. They play high school football there.
Wow.
Yeah, it's awesome. But with Levi Stadium, and I know you have so many different roles in the position you are as the chief revenue officer, but how busy, like how often does the stadium used? Obviously, we know it's for the 49ers, but it seems like that is a great stadium for a lot of other events. Is it something where you guys are oftentimes having something going on, some event going on a pretty consistent basis out of Levi Stadium?
Yeah, we are. And to hit back in your Silicon Valley comment, so we're essentially a mid-sized convention center for all these technology companies. So, you know, you have Netflix, Intel, Google, Yahoo, et cetera, that are all headquartered right around the corner from us, pretty much throw a football to all their HQs. So we host a ton of private events, over 100 every year. We actually just had the FIFA delegation in. We're working on a World Cup bid currently. We hosted Super Bowl 50. CFP, national championship game, et cetera. So our goal here is really to host some of the biggest events in the world. On the public event side, concerts as well have gone through here, from Beyonce to country shows, Grateful Dead, you name it. But ultimately, we have about 20 events a year on a large scale, and then about 100 smaller events a year.
Brent Schaub is our guest, Chief Revenue Officer for the San Francisco 49ers, grew up in Windom, Minnesota, and of course the Vikings, the 49ers today. The last game that I traveled with to cover the Vikings was the San Francisco 49er playoff loss a couple of years ago, Brent, and it was the first time that I had been to Levi Stadium, and I don't want to say shocked, but I couldn't believe how they get after it in terms of tailgating and the inside the stadium. You know, Joe Montana was there that day, and I remember running into Brent Hedekin and Christy Yamaguchi. I mean, it was packed, and it was loud, and it was home field advantage. I assume it'll be much the same today. I'm sure that it's not just because of the playoffs, but it seems like your fan base is much more fervent than I even anticipated, and it's loud. Will that be a factor today, and is that a part of marketing, or is that just something that grew organically after the stadium was built and people followed you from San Francisco?
Yeah, we're definitely expecting one of our biggest crowds we've ever had at Levi Stadium. I know there'll be some purple and gold. I have some buddies from Windom, Minnesota, that made the truck out here. So I'll make sure they're in the top row of the stadium, you know.
But I got your tickets all right.
Exactly. But, yeah, we expect a full packed crowd, juiced-up crowd. I was actually, when I drove in this morning, our parking lots, our tailgate lots weren't open yet, but our fans were tailgating in their trucks, waiting in line to get into the tailgate lot. So it should be a rowdy one today.
Hey, Brent, real quick. Oh, by the way, one more thing that connects you and I pretty well together. I did college football. I did color commentary for St. Cloud State for a number of years when I got out of football back. By the way, one more thing that connects you and I pretty well together. I did college football. I did color commentary for St. Cloud State for a number of years when I got out of football back in the early 90s. So that's we're tied that way too. That was a lot of fun. Yeah. Where are we going in terms of salary cap? I'm curious because, you know, there's a lot of sports that are struggling a little bit and fan bases and all the rest of the different storylines that go out there. And obviously, that is a huge piece of the puzzle as teams have to stay within that salary cap. Are we going even higher with the salary cap going forward? Do you see that getting much bigger?
Yeah, it certainly is. And as you guys know, the competitive balance in the NFL and how they've set up this hard salary cap is incredible. Like literally today, who knows who's going to win? The teams are so close every single week, and every week it's a coin toss, I feel like. So the NFL has done a great job with their new media partnerships. So it really is tied to the media and the revenue that the league at the NFL league office pulls together. And based on those new deals, the salary cap is going to increase moving forward here as well.
It's amazing. And, you know, last question for you, Brent, we'll let you go. Obviously, we hear COVID and we hear, you know, South Africa and new variant and all those things. And like I said, last time I was in at your stadium, it was like we're just starting to hear about it. And then about a month later, of course, everything changed. How much does the NFL watch that? How much do you fear that? Where does that, what role does that play in, you know, in the behemoth that is the NFL going forward?
Yeah, it's certainly important for everybody. I mean, all of us took a backseat to COVID. I mean, we were the largest vaccination site in the state of California, Levi's Stadium was. So we vaccinated over 300,000 individuals last year as we went through COVID. So we're keeping a close eye on it. There's a chief medical officer at the NFL. We all have delegations on our end in terms of a COVID committee that we have here in the Bay Area that we're monitoring and watching this. But certainly health is first and foremost for everybody. The one thing that I do love about football is that it really brings the community together. So I think folks, you know, we're an outdoor stadium. Folks have been knocking at our door to come back to games, and we're taking the appropriate protocols. And knock on wood, everything's been smooth sailing so far.
Well, Brent, congratulations on your great career out there. And Joel Sutherland said he could tell a mile away you were going to be a good one. I don't even know if he knew you'd rise to those heights, but it's I think he had a pretty good idea of what he was talking about. So thank you so much for giving us some time, and we'll be watching for you. Now be careful who you cheer for today.
Hey, great being on. Good luck to the Vikings every week except this one.
Understood.
Except this one. Thanks, yeah. Brent.
Top of the food chain with the San Francisco 49ers. God, always fun to catch up with kids that grew up here and do something good, Pete.
It's impressive. It's unbelievable. Think of that role that he's got right now, Maxi. It's an incredible role with one of the franchise, you know, the greatest franchises in history of the NFL. And here's a Minnesota guy who's under 40 years old who's really kind of running the show when you're talking about the financial side of things. Absolutely.
Yeah, and he did it the hard way, right? He did it on his own. It wasn't somebody giving it to him, which is always fun.
Yep.
You're listening to The Huddle. It's Mike Max, it's Pete Najeri, and plenty more to talk about.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.